don't know when it happened. I was online and I hadn't looked at any of the sites that were triggering. I was just looking at some funny list of pictures on Instagram or something, and I saw this man standing with a plywood, like a long piece of plywood, and he could see over it, and he had like a shield connected to it, like a clear plastic, like so things couldn't hit him in the face. And he had handles on it, and then he had a hole around it, around his waist area. And I instantly thought of a glory hole, and I couldn't stop thinking about, is there like portable glory holes? And I don't think many people would jump to that thought, but I did, and I found a website. It's just this mom and pop website where they hand make, they custom make portable glory holes. And my mind just raced with all the chances I could get to just have as much cum inside of me and on me as possible. It gives me chills, just like literally goosebumps right now, just thinking about what that would be like, just having strangers, all these strangers one after another, just coming over, sticking their cock in the hole, and just letting me make them come. Because from what I understand, and being a cum addict, there's a lot of things that you learn. The people that visit glory holes talk to other people that are very interested in participating in using a glory hole. They don't care who's on the other side, and there's all sorts of terminology and things. There's even some people that will press their tongue into their cheek, like when you're a high schooler pretending, like, I don't know, it's like a penis joke, but that's a real adult fetish thing, that like people do that to show they're looking for a glory hole. So I spent over $2,000 on this portable glory hole, and it's a booth that I would set up, and I got to pick whether or not I wanted a roof to the glory hole. The website said that they had a 6 foot tall person try and look above over the glory hole booth, and they couldn't see over, and I was really tempted to think about people hanging their cell phone over the roof part and taking pictures of me just drunk from so much cum on my body and so much cum inside me. just thinking of that picture, those pictures of me riding a dildo and come up my tits just dripping down and on my shoulders and on my face and in my hair. While I'm sucking just another cock. Just another cock. I don't need to know who it is or where they're from or who they are. I don't care if they're the same person 20 times. I was just ready to experience this and try to really feel my need to be covered in cum. That's always my weakness. And I knew I'd have to confess this, but during that time I didn't think about it much, and it did take up a lot of my time, and a lot of things got pushed to the side because I was just so focused on the places I was going to set up this booth, and I had the special roof made for the glory hole booth. I even had a special panel made for one of the sides where it had the hole for someone's cock, but it also had a lower one. So if I wanted to get fucked, I could fuck doggy style with that lower hole. And so I set up my booth at a place that I was hired, and nobody knew who I was, and I was able to get in and set up my booth before anyone could see me, and I got paid cash, so didn't really matter, and the money I could care less about. But so I had these four walls and this small booth, smaller than a dressing room, not very big. And I dressed how I felt sexy. I dressed in a short skirt, but it was comfortable, and then just a white tank top. I wanted as many parts of my skin to be able to feel the rush of that hot cum just dripping onto me. So there's three different holes, and then the one side of the booth doesn't have anything. I had a little stool, and I waited. And then finally, someone put their cock inside one of the holes. And my heart is racing. This was actually happening. I actually was going to get to suck a stranger's cock without having to worry about anything, without them seeing me or touching me, just getting what I want and moving on to the next. And I did that. That first load of cum wasn't very much, though. I don't know if it was the taboo or the excitement of getting to do a glory hole, but that was just disappointing. But the next one was average or below average in size, but that person lasted and lasted. And the amount of pre-cum just covering my lips, trickling down my tongue. I knew my pussy was drenched, but I didn't want to touch it yet. I wanted to wait until I couldn't take it anymore, and then I was going to touch myself. That was my promise before, my promise to myself before I even went there. And this person just came so hard and so much. It was like they were saving their cum just for me or just for this event, or maybe they come like that all the time. And that's the hard part about the glory hole, is you don't get to see. I didn't get to see who that person was that came so much. So then a few people came, and I started to get sloppier and feeling the cum drying on my hands and not very much my chest. I really wanted someone to blow a huge load onto my chest. My tits were just begging for it. But everyone came deep in my mouth, and next thing I knew, there were two cocks. One in one hole and one directly across from it. I hadn't really thought of what I was gonna do. So I sat on my stool and I reached and put my hands on both the cocks and was stroking them. But then I really just wanted to use both my hands on the one cock. It was so beautiful. I'd never seen a cock like that, and I wanted to feel the cum on it. I wanted to feel the cum dripping off of it. So I got on the floor and ran my hands above my head, stroking the one gorgeous cock and just imagining them coming above my head while I sat on the ground and thinking about the cum just trickling down my forehead and down over my nose and slowly hitting my lips. And of course I didn't want to miss out on the other person, so I lifted my legs up and used my feet to get them off. I'd never done that before, but I know it's a thing, and I don't think I've ever had cum on my feet, but I liked it. So that was what I did for quite a while. I stayed in my booth, just having cum trickle down my forehead while I stroked someone's cock, and then had someone come on my feet while I gave them a foot job. And it stopped, and people stopped coming, and I looked at my phone to see the time, and there was still plenty of time for the event, and so I just waited. Sat so happy, but I still wanted more. And then there was a cock that came through the lower hole, the hole that's for doggy style. And I'd came so many times without any penetration or any even gentle touch on my clit. It didn't matter. I was coming so hard just from taking all of this cum. I leaned forward and stuck my ass up in the air against that hole and got fucked. I got fucked so hard I thought the booth was gonna fall over. It was like they'd held back for so long, or they'd been angry, and it was a hate fuck. I don't know what it was, but I've never been slammed with a cock so hard in my life. I just didn't stop. You could hear my pussy just getting slapped. Just coating that cock over and over again. I could just feel them just taking all of my cum that came earlier onto their cock. Finally, they pushed in deep and came. It was like I could see it in my head, them coming inside of me. I could picture every drop of it just coating the inside of me. They didn't pull out right away, and I was so happy. I was so happy they kept going. Just leaving their cock inside me and just coating me. After they pulled out really slow, I sat on my little stool and I don't know how long went by, but no one else put their cock in any of my holes of my glory hole booth. And I got a text saying that everyone had left and I can take down my booth, and I did. And I couldn't tell you how many people came for me that night. I have no idea. I got home and I couldn't think of anything, and sat in my kitchen just glowing and wondering why I hadn't done that sooner, and how much I hated the thought of taking a shower. I just wanted to stay covered and coated with cum. And so, that's my confession about my cum addiction and what I did about it this past week. I have no regrets.